The U.S. Department of Energy's Idaho National Laboratory is sending one robot where it has never gone before, a highly radioactive environment. The Talon System robot is an ordinary commercially available robotic, but engineers at the INL are retrofitting it so it will be able to measure radiation levels where danger lurks. Director of the INL's Science and Engineering Division, David Miller, says they want to use it so someone isn't put in the line of danger.
There's a little phrase that it's used, is you use robots when something's dull, dirty, or dangerous.
Some workers at the Fukushima plant have already been exposed to high levels of radiation and burned. With cameras shielded from radiation, the robot will be able to pinpoint the exact location of the radioactive areas within the plant to help detect leaks.
The INL has never had such a nuclear crisis, so for them, putting this robot in a highly radioactive environment is somewhat of an experiment.
We've used these kind of robot systems to do environmental measurements where there might have been an area inside of a building or something where we wanted to have some sort of surveys done, but probably never at the kind of levels that we would be talking about now.
With so many environmental cleanup projects, the INL's robotic program has been able to grow over the last two decades.
So we developed the capabilities to, again, send robots and other kind of measurement systems into areas where we didn't want to put people at risk.